With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From football playoffs to basketball madness, TCL Roku TVs are the best way to stream your favorite live sports. With all the biggest sports channels, a sports zone with all available games in one place, and apps like iHeartRadio with sports podcasts such as The Herd with Colin Cowherd, cheering on your favorite team has never been easier. A big screen TCL Roku TV offers premium picture and sound quality, so you'll feel like you're right in the action. Find the perfect TCL Roku TV for you today at go.tcl.com/TCL Roku TV.
The 2024 NFL Scouting Combine, presented by Noble, where a dream that starts small can get big.
This guy's just different.
Where a journey that starts quiet can get loud, and where a name that's unknown can become the future.
We will hear his name called.
The 2024 NFL Combine, presented by Noble, where you can witness the future stars of the NFL. Next is here, February 29th through March 3rd on NFL Network and streaming on NFL Plus.
And we continue with Our American Stories. And not long ago, we spent some time at our great flagship station, WHO, in Des Moines, Iowa, a giant stick in the middle of this great country, an iHeart station. And we've been on that station for years and telling stories. We decided to have a storytelling contest and asked folks to send in their stories. We drove up to Des Moines and, well, we did it in a beautiful restaurant with a few hundred people. And we feature right now one of the women who submitted her story to that event about her father, Cecil Wax, who had a surreal encounter during World War II. Here is Marilyn Jensen.
My dad, Cecil Wax, was the family storyteller. He had an endless supply of stories about scratching life from the muddy hills of southwest Iowa. He passed on to my brother Bill and me the wisdom and laughter that can improve almost any situation. He sprinkled humor like salt throughout his tales. Dad rummaged through his memory for any scrap of wit from his months of service in World War II. He tagged that bleak era as Uncle Sam's all-expense-paid trip to Europe. His blue eyes would twinkle and his dimples dance as he shared memories of times when he and his war brothers laughed together. Like the night a delayed fuse bomb went off, his buddy Hastings jumped into a ditch for protection and later discovered it was a trench left over from World War I, which the Germans had been using as a latrine. Dad would grin and say, "Talk about odor." We asked him to sleep alone in the truck cab for the rest of the night. But this story lacks that dash of comedy. This is the account of how a scared, farmer-turned-soldier conquered a dangerous mountain road at the height of one of the most decisive battles on the European continent. He referred to this as the night I found out there is a God. Clouds of dark memories would cover Dad's sparkling eyes. He'd clear his throat, stare deeply into the past, and then begin. It was December of 1944. General George Patton's Third Army included a group of over 800 men called the 818th Tank Destroyer Battalion. The 818th was engaged in the bloody siege called the Battle of the Bulge. Dad would shiver at the very mention of those chilling words. The scene of that epic bloodletting of the winter of 44 and 45, when temperatures plummeted as low as 6 below zero. That nightmare battle, which splattered pristine white snowdrifts with the blood of over 19,000 American men. He'd shake off darkness like a layer of snow from his shoulders and continue. All the tanks, trucks, and soldiers of the 818th were concealed in some mountain foothills in the dense forest of the Ardennes in Luxembourg. Cecil's job was to drive one of the many supply trucks, providing rations for the hungry soldiers, gasoline for the thirsty tanks, and shells for their begging gun turrets. An officer approached Cecil late one afternoon. It was hard to tell what time it was. The forest was thick, and light seldom broke through the trees umbrellaed with snow. Cecil recalled, "He ordered me to drive down the mountain with supplies for Company A. They needed gasoline and ammunition." I asked, "When do we leave, sir?" The commander looked me straight in the eye. "Immediately, soldier. You're going alone. Just your truck and a lieutenant." As the truck's cold engine ground to a start, Cecil set out. The word "alone" was still blowing through his ears like the bitter wind swirling around the half-ton truck. No tanks rumbling ahead, breaking the path and chewing up the ice. Just one solitary truck feeling its way along, clinging to the side of the mountain. The heaterless cab was frigid. Cecil drove down that winding mountain trail with the windows down, giving him at least a little visibility. The truck's cat-eyed blackout lights blinked helplessly against the swirling whiteness. The surface was so slick that if he even touched the brakes, the front wheels would slide. The truck groaned under the load of 90 cans of gasoline and many rounds of 3-inch shells. It lost its footing a couple of times and skidded sideways, but saplings on either side of the road waved him back to the center. Cecil knew that the men were depending on him, his army buddies. Suddenly, loud, shrill howling ripped open the deathly quiet of the forest. Another German assault. Cecil believed he was going to die. He was praying every slippery inch of the way, but as he said, nothing was happening. On one dangerous hairpin curve, it happened. The heavily loaded truck skidded on a patch of black ice and slid out of control toward the void. Cecil believed then that he was about to die. The supply truck bearing two American soldiers was about to crash into oblivion. Time seemed to flow in slow motion. He saw a vision of his mother Nora on her knees with her elbows sunk deeply into her patchwork quilt. Tears were flowing down her cheeks and her lips were moving in fervent prayer. As he struggled to bring the truck out of its skid, Cecil realized that his mother was praying for him. In terror, Cecil prayed too. "Please help me. The boys need ammunition." The second he said that, something like a cool wind blew on the back of his neck. Through the blackness, he heard a voice, just like someone said it aloud. "Shut the switch off." Cecil didn't hesitate. He switched off the motor. The sudden change of momentum allowed him to guide the toboggan-like vehicle safely back onto the path. When he regained speech, he asked the young lieutenant, "Did you hear that?" The scared officer just stared blankly ahead. Cecil continued with assurance, "It was God." And suddenly there was the landmark. He'd been told Company A was concealed near a bomb hole on the road, just before a bridge. All 90 gas cans rattled as Cecil tiptoed the truck across that gaping hole. An incoming flash revealed an arched stone bridge. They rolled across the bridge and pulled over. The expectant silence was shattered by the rumble of approaching vehicles. Cecil would say, "I didn't know if they were Germans or what." He and the lieutenant breathed again, only when they could make out that it was American equipment carriers approaching. Cecil heaved a sigh of relief when the precious cargo was safely unloaded. He overheard one grateful tank driver state that they had been down to 9 shells. The lieutenant of Company A barked out, "Get the hell out of here, the Germans are everywhere, and bring some more ammunition." The trip back to the security of the base camp began. The tire tracks marking his recent arrival were quickly filling in with snow, but the truck gradually retraced the snake-like curves. Soon, weak lights from the rays of the dawning sun lit the rest of the journey. In amazement, Cecil could see that what he thought were young saplings marking the edges of the trail were, in actuality, the tops of tall pine trees rooted in deep valleys below. He thought to himself, "There was somebody who drove that truck besides me. There's no way any human could drive a truck down this narrow, icy road in the dark." Cecil's life changed forever when the voice urged him to shut the switch off. He knew that God cared enough to guide him, one 28-year-old farmer from Iowa, down a frozen mountain road. He was just one of over 16 million Americans fighting for freedom. But God loved him and saved his life that night. Cecil Wax lived the remainder of his 94 years depending on the knowledge that no matter how impossible the path, he never traveled alone.
And just a terrific piece of production by Robbie, and a beautiful piece of writing by Marilyn Jensen. And this is why we love doing this show, folks, to let you tell the stories. And that night in Iowa, there were 6 remarkable storytellers, and your stories make Our American Stories the show it is. The story of Cecil Wax, the story of courage, and the story of God here on Our American Stories.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Most TVs are smart nowadays, but with busy home screens and remotes with too many or too few buttons, smart shouldn't mean complicated. That's why Roku TV is the smart TV made easy. The customizable home screen puts your inputs, streaming favorites like iHeart and free live TV all in one place. From simple settings anyone can understand, automatic updates with the latest features, and much more, Roku TV is more than a smart TV. It's a better TV. Learn more today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
Hey, hey, it's Malcolm Gladwell, host of Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Your elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive entirely its own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.